We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we've got some very, very disturbing news. It has been revealed that prosecutors are going to release the sex tape video of Robert Kraft with the prostitute at the spa place, massage place in South Florida. Now, here's the question. If it's available, are you going to watch it? I mean, are you going to go there? If somebody says, okay, it's up, it's posted here, are you going to watch? I mean, that's not something I want to see. You know, I don't know whether you realize this, but I've learned this in my life. You can't unsee things. Once you see something, man, sometimes there is a scar placed in your brain behind your eyes, and you can't get rid of it. I don't know if I want to see that. Anyway, we'll be following that story. Hey, if you're just tuning in, we talked last hour about the Mueller report being released tomorrow. A redacted version is going to be released. I just want to warn you, there's not going to be any closure tomorrow. Nothing is going to change. People are going to still hold the opinions they have now. And we also talked about President Trump being upset with the Fox News channel for doing a town hall event with Democrat Bernie Sanders. Trump was upset that the network let Sanders get on there and promote his campaign and also say negative things about the president. And now there are other Democrats lining up to do town hall meetings on Fox News. I think it's a good idea. President Trump does it and not everybody does think it's a good idea. But let me share this text with you that I just read during the news break. And I love this text. Why do conservatives and liberals feel like they have to feel like you have to think exactly the way they do? Line by line, precept by precept. What are we supposed to be? Carbon copies of political philosophy to the T? BS, this is America, and I think and feel like I'm free to do so. And I totally agree with that. That's what this show is dedicated to every afternoon, 1 to 4. And I have a text here that says, Scoot, you lean left. Yeah, on many issues I do. I'm not embarrassed to say that. On many issues, I lean right. I am a true, registered, independent, a maverick moderate, and I'm not afraid to say that. And most Americans are not true Democrats or true Republicans. Sometimes they fall somewhere in the middle. There are moderate Democrats and moderate Republicans, and then there are independents, and there are libertarians. So, you know, rather than dedicate a show to one specific strict aspect of political ideology, this is how we do the show. I really enjoyed French Quarter Fest this year, and the French Quarter Fest attracted large crowds. The weekend weather was nearly perfect. Minimal amount of incidents. And it's fair to say that this year's French Quarter Fest was a huge success for the city and for those who attended. If you were one of those there for one day or for all of the days of the fest, I'm sure you share some of the lasting visuals that will define the French Quarter Fest of this year. The performers, the people, the food, the weather gave us all a collective sense of a fun festival. But there's one remaining visual that taints the positive image of this year's festival. It's the video of an NOPD officer physically throwing a woman to the ground. That video is repeatedly being shown on the news in association with the story that NOPD is officially investigating the incident to determine if the police officer acted appropriately. Now, what adds to this disturbing nature of this incident is that the NOPD officer involved in throwing that young woman to the ground, not once, but twice, is the new commander of the 8th District, which includes the French Quarter and the Central Business District. Officer Octavio Baldassaro was appointed to be the new commander of the 8th District a few weeks ago, replacing the previous commander. Cell phone video of the incident where the officer is physically throwing this woman to the ground twice may not show the entire incident. There may have been something that happened before that. The officer may have been hit. And, of course, you can't hit police officers. If you hit police officers, you could expect them to come back at you. We don't know if the woman did strike him. But it's being investigated now as to determine whether or not the officer acted in accordance with NOPD policy. Several investigations currently underway. But the officer remains in the position of the commander of the 8th District. NOPD Chief Sean Ferguson tried to assure the public by saying, "I want our community to know that we are taking this incident very seriously, and you can be confident the NOPD is committed to conducting a fair and impartial investigation." He also said these investigations take time. So, you know, sometimes we get suspicious if something takes time. He's telling us, don't be suspicious. And I've talked to NOPD officers, and they like Sean Ferguson. I'm sure there's some that don't. But the general morale in NOPD seems to be pretty good. And there's a lot of credit given to Mayor Cantrell for promoting somebody from within. And they all like that because it makes all of the officers feel like, well, you know, I can get there. You know, you always bring in somebody from the outside and, well, you think that you're going to be passed over. So apparently this is a very positive move. I'm very proud to live in the 8th District. And while my final judgment cannot yet be rendered on this incident, I have to admit that the visual of the new commander throwing the woman to the ground, particularly a second time, is disturbing to me. Maybe not to you, but it's disturbing to me. And this brings me to the very curious decision to replace the previous commander in the 8th District with Officer Baldessaro. The French Quarter has always been in the brightest spotlight because of the activity there, because of what it means to tourism and the income, the revenue of the entire state of Louisiana. And so since there's such intense focus on the French Quarter, there's intense scrutiny in the city and around the nation when anything happens. If something happens there, it seems exaggerated because so many people can relate to being there, not only here, but around the country. But crime stats reveal a decrease in many areas of criminal activity in the French Quarter. It appeared as if the 8th District was heading in the right direction. That's why the sudden change of leadership in the district raises curiosity. As a native New Orleanian, I admit that I have become overly sensitive to the game of politics in this city and how the game is played. I've learned that shortly before the sudden change in the command leadership in the 8th District, Orleans Judge Harry Cantrell raised the bonds of two men arrested for sex trafficking a 16-year-old girl. Judge Cantrell originally set low bonds for the two men who were charged with illegal possession of a firearm, cocaine with intent to distribute, and sex trafficking and raping a 16-year-old girl. Upset with the lower bonds set for these two men by the judge, because they were believed to be dangerous, a suggestion from the 8th District led to public outcry and essentially a demand that Judge Cantrell raise the bonds, which he did do. The New Orleans City Council members joined the harsh criticism of the lower bonds. The bond for Albert Ricecos was originally set at $90,000. After the public outcry, it was increased to $900,000. And for Jovan Martin, the original low bond of $20,000 was raised to $350,000 by Judge Cantrell. Judge Harry Cantrell is the father-in-law of Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Since past precedents have been well established in how the game of politics is played in New Orleans, it's only fitting that this sudden switch in leadership in the 8th District raises people's curiosity. The story about the public pressure to raise the bonds on the two sex trafficking suspects was covered by NOLA.com. But there wasn't much of a discussion about the timing and the pressure on Judge Cantrell to raise the originally low bonds for these two sex traffickers. And so Octavia Baldessaro was appointed as the new commander for the 8th District, Was a political retaliation a motivating factor here? I don't know. And up to this point, Mayor Cantrell has remained silent on this. There may be personal conflict. There may be other disagreements that led to the change in leadership in the 8th District. But the timing of the mayor's decision to change the leadership relative to the pressure put on her father-in-law to raise the bonds on two suspects certainly begs the question to be asked. Politics should be business, not personal. With the 8th District presumably under good leadership, it's fair to wonder if the decision to appoint NOPD Officer Octavia Baldacero, commander of the 8th District, was motivated with the best interest of the community in mind. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And what's your reaction to the officer pushing the woman to the ground twice in the video that we see? How are you reacting to that? I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back with your comments on WWL. It seems like maybe there's something going on. I don't know. It's like you've got the 8th District and things are going pretty well, and suddenly there's a change. And the person who is the new commander is the officer who is now under investigation, intense investigation, for a physical encounter with a citizen. That's part of our conversation. What's your reaction to the video that you've seen? And also, Mayor Cantrell tells Essence magazine that the New Orleans media is not giving her the benefit of the doubt. You know, she went to Cuba earlier this month with 35 others, including District B council member Jay Blank. They visited Havana and a few other cities, and they were discussing early childhood education, health care, and also becoming a trading partner with Cuba if the sanctions are lifted. And, you know, there's no question that some politicians take trips they don't have to take. Is this one of those cases? I don't know. But it's interesting that the trip was really not announced in advance. And it wasn't announced until it was like just about to begin. And Cantrell posted on Facebook, "It's no secret that we've been in Cuba, breaking down silos and building relationships to help create economic literacy, health, and new opportunities for the people of New Orleans. Just follow me on social." She also told Essence magazine, quote, "I have not received the benefit of the doubt from the media since the beginning of my tenure as mayor." I don't see that at all. I disagree. I have given her the benefit of the doubt. I have questions. I have a job to do, and she has a job to do. In fact, she wouldn't even respect me if I didn't do my job. So there are questions that come up that have to be asked. And those questions should be answered by the politicians who want to be given the benefit of the doubt. It's not her fault that the precedent has been set that mayors play politics. It's not her fault that that precedent has been set. However, when you understand that there's a perception out there, you have to fight against the perception. And if she thinks she's not getting the benefit of the doubt, then she should fight for the benefit of the doubt, because I think that's something that, rather than be automatically granted, I think that's something that is more earned over time. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think the New Orleans media has been unfair to Mayor Cantrell? 96% say no. 4% say yes. You can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From New Orleans, Stephen, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I would like to talk about this policeman breaking up the fight.
Okay.
I tell you, I've seen a number of, because I've been around the city for 45 years, I've seen enough number of women fight, and they claw your eyes out. And if you or I were fighting, and they knocked you down, and you're a small man, and I'm a big man, you know, you shouldn't come back at a police officer once he's pushed you apart. Now, he may have pushed a little harder than he should have, but still, when you're fighting and a policeman tells you to stop, you're to stop. And it's women's liberation. The women wanted to be liberated. So if you're going to fight like a street thug, then you should be treated like a street thug.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment, Stephen. And I watched the video. I could only tell you what my reaction is, and my reaction may be different from yours. I'm very supportive of police. And I can't tell you how many times an NOPD officer will just as I'm walking down the street, stop me and say thanks for the support. It doesn't mean they all like me. I get that. Not everybody likes everybody in any situation. But when I see him, when I see the way the officer pushes this woman the second time, that's my question. The first time breaking up the fight, it looks like that's just a result of him breaking up the fight. But then it seems like he goes out of his way to push her down again. And I get nervous when police retaliate. And if that's the case, then this is what should be revealed in the investigation. If it's not the case, then I hope the officer is exonerated. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, some of us think that when you do not follow police's directions, nothing good will come after that. Also, when you take a swing, female or male, at a police officer, you will escalate the police's response. I do not see the problem with his actions. Well, and of course, that's the way some people see it. And I get that. I mean, you can see it that way. It's the second push that bothers me. And I also have questions about the sudden change. And I hope somebody looks into this. You know, I don't have an investigative branch of this show. But it would be interesting to see, because the city council's aware of it, NOPD officers are aware of it, why the sudden change in the 8th District when things seem to be going okay? And then the officer that replaces the former commander, the new commander at the 8th District, French Quarter and CBD, is a guy involved in this confrontation. Well, I don't want to call it a confrontation, a physical altercation with a woman. And again, look, if you're a woman and you're vicious and you're aggressive toward police, hey, you know what? You're going to get what's coming to you. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with your comments on WWL. You know, when there are questions that something might not be honest or in the best interest of the people of New Orleans, I think it's important that the media raise the issue. And that's what we're doing this afternoon. I wrote a blog about this. It's titled, Questions About the 8th District Commander Who Pushed the Festival Goer to the Ground. And there are questions about the sudden change in leadership at the 8th District. And this is the guy who's involved in the pushdown. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. We're also talking about our impression, our reaction to the cell phone video that we've seen of the officer pushing the woman to the ground, the new commander of the 8th District. Here's a text that says, I just saw the video. They also broke up a fight. The fighter was a woman. She was taken down as a fighter. The police had to keep the peace. The woman in question was disturbing the peace. I understand how you see it that way. I see it differently with the second time that he pushes her to the ground. It's just, this is my opinion. And your opinion may differ, and you've got a chance to call the show and disagree with me if you want. I'm very pro-police. But I also hear from police officers how upset they are when a police officer does something wrong and gives a bad name to all police officers. And that's why this investigation is really important into what is going on. Let me get to your calls. Janelle from New Orleans, you're on WWL.
Well, first of all, let me say, my ex-husband is a police officer, mm-hmm. So I'm all pro-police. But I think it was a total disgrace to see a commander beat a female like that. If that was the police was called and there was a man fighting a woman in the street like he was, he would have been arrested. The second time, like you said, I could see if he was breaking it up the first time, but the second time, he didn't stop. He didn't stop to try to talk to her. He didn't attempt to handcuff her. It was a total disgrace to see a man beat a female like that. And again, if they had called the police and the police officers had walked upon an incident like that, they would have arrested that male. This person should not be a commander in chief. First of all, he has no people skills. He do not know how to de-escalate a situation. It's a total disgrace, and I'm hoping the new superintendent, the police commander, the chief, will do something about it and set the standards and say that this behavior will not be tolerated because, yes, it put a blemish on the people, the police officers, like my ex-husband, who are doing their best job to be very respectful to the public. But this is a total disgrace. I don't even see what the conversation is to see a man beat a woman in the streets like that. That's called domestic violence. And I think the women and everyone should be outraged to have someone in a uniform to perform.
Well,
like
I think it's fair to say he didn't beat her, but he pushed her to the ground. And it was that second time that he pushed her to the ground that bothered me, because there were other officers around and it seemed like there was another way to handle it. And while somebody That's may right. deserve the treatment that they get if they don't respect the police, if police have another way to handle it and they choose the more aggressive way to handle it, I think that's something that comes under question.
Right, right. He's no better than the first. He's no better than the other person. Right. And he's supposed to have enough professional skills to de-escalate a situation. He was swinging at that female. He was not trying to restrain her in a less restricted manner. He was beating her like he was beating somebody else.
No, I think it's unfair to say, Janelle, I think it's unfair to say he was beating her because he pushed her to the ground.
He was. Let's go back. My opinion.
All right.
If they had walked up on that situation, the police would have arrested that male. And then ask question later.
Janelle, I appreciate your call. I do think it's unfair to say he was beating her. But he pushed her to the ground. And again, the first time she fell to the ground, the first time he pushed her to the ground, he was breaking up the fight. I have no question there. But he walked over and went out of his way to push her to the ground again. And it was like he pushed her to the ground more like a punishment. This is the way I saw it. More as if it was a punishment than it was a way of trying to arrest her in the proper manner. We're also talking about whether or not the New Orleans media has been fair to Mayor Cantrell. I think the New Orleans media has been fair to her. Now, if you get criticized, you can't suddenly claim the media is not fair to you, because if you're mayor, if you're president, governor, I mean, if you're a politician, you're going to be criticized based on your actions. And I think it's unfair to, I mean, obviously this is Mayor Cantrell's opinion and she's entitled to that from her perception, but I think it's unfair for politicians to think it's unfair if they get criticized. Look at President Trump. He thinks it's unfair if the media criticizes him, when a lot of the things that he does are worthy of being criticized. It doesn't mean that you have to agree, but they're worthy of being criticized. If you want to join us this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think the New Orleans media has been unfair to Mayor Cantrell? 97% say no. Only 3% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'll get to more of your calls and more of your texts when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL. There was a big change in the 8th District, which is the district that covers the French Quarter and the CBD. I'm proud to live in that district, and things were going pretty well, but there was a change. The new commander who was put in position just a couple of weeks ago is Officer Octavio Baldessaro. He's the officer caught on cell phone video pushing down a woman as he breaks up a fight and then pushing her down a second time. We're getting your reaction to that. Also, Mayor Cantrell told Essence Magazine that the New Orleans media is not giving her the benefit of the doubt. Do you agree with that? That's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think the New Orleans media have been unfair to Mayor Cantrell? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Also, let me remind you, the Scoot Report is up. It is a live Facebook. Well, it was live. It was put up a little while ago. It's the Facebook video that's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And it's about whether or not America will accept a gay presidential candidate. And we'll talk about Mayor Pete Buttigieg coming up in the next hour and the heckler that he had. And I think this is just the beginning of all of that. Also, I want to once again welcome those of you who stream our show locally and around the country on your phones, your tablets, and your computers. And if you've got smart speakers, you can simply tell them to play WWL. It's kind of fun to give that command. Amazon Alexa, Amazon Fire TV, Google Home, Roku, Chromecast. I mean, the list goes on. Mobile devices, desktop computers. All you have to do is tell it to play WWL. And you can find us anytime at WWL.com and also on the app radio.com. From Mandeville, Leanne, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. Listen, I was calling to say that I think while it's really tempting to want to go ahead and judge a situation and judge the participants by watching a cell phone video, there's a couple of pieces of information that none of us have. First of all, whatever happened that prompted the person to pull out their cell phone and start recording, we're not privy to. Were there words exchanged? Was the combatant, if you want to call her that, told to break it up, get on the ground, whatever? We don't know what precipitated that. Secondarily, what I have seen includes absolutely no audio. So he may have been telling her, get on the ground, stay down, repeatedly. And when she gets up again, then perhaps he perceives that as a bigger threat than you and I might judge just by watching that.
And
so
Leanne,
I think the entire story comes out.
Yeah, I think those are fair.
Not smart to judge.
I think those are fair observations. And you know, we do admit that we instinctively judge things, but I think you bring up good points. I'm still not comfortable with the way he pushed her a second time. But again, this is just my opinion. And looking at something like this is never objective. It's always subjective. And I'm uncomfortable with the way he pushes her. And I'm very pro-police. But I have to be honest about how I feel about that incident. And, you know, I could be wrong, and anybody who supports the police officer could be wrong. There's an investigation underway, so let's hope that the truth comes out.
We will see. It was very ugly to watch.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do have firearms on them. He did not know, perhaps, whether she was going to grab for something. I don't know. I have not been in a situation where I felt like my life or the lives of others might be in danger. Yeah. As with regard to other callers talking about her gender, I believe that the young woman who went crazy over her obsession with Columbine was stopped herself today. It didn't matter what her gender was.
That's
people
right.
are dangerous regardless of what gender they belong
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I agree with
anyway,
that. I mean, okay, I'm glad you called. I'm describing her as a young woman because that's a fact. I'm not saying that the police officer shouldn't have pushed her because she is a young woman. Because she's a woman, I'm not. Gender is not part of this debate for me. Here's a text that says a teen over Mardi Gras jumped by JPSO after he flipped off a cop that slapped his phone out of his hand and flipped him off. You know, it's legal to flip the police off. It's constitutional. I don't think you should do that. It's not recommended. Do not do that. But you know, when police officers have guns and the power they have, they have to control their temper. Police officers cannot act based on their temper. They have to act based on the fact that they're doing business as a police officer. Sometimes the work of being a police officer is very, very violent. And sometimes police officers have to kill people because of their behavior. But police officers can't retaliate in the field. If a police officer is allowed to retaliate and he or she has a gun, what chance do you and I have? They need to simply do their job. And so let's wait and see. And the new police chief, Sean Ferguson, is investigating, and let's see what comes of this. As far as the caller just now brought up a point about what happened before somebody decided to take out their cell phone. I don't think it takes much anymore for people to whip out their cell phones. I've seen, you know, arguments between people and arguments with police officers and a citizen happen, and people instantly take out their cell phones and they're gonna capture what happened. And so even beyond the idea of a camera, a body cam on a police officer, there's always a possibility the police officers are going to be captured doing their job, right or wrong, by somebody who has a cell phone. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, number's 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text. I looked all over the website, and where's the video of the woman? It should be on our website at WWL.com, but just Google French Quarter Fest, NOPD officer pushing woman or something like that, and you should find it. Here is a comment, a text that says, do you honestly think if the lady was white, that that would have happened? I don't know. I'm not bringing that into it because there's no way of knowing, and I'm not bringing up race because, again, I don't know. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. History was made on this day in 1991. It was April 17th, 1991. Nirvana performed Smells Like Teen Spirit in public for the first time during a concert in Seattle. That was, what, 28 years ago? Wow. And I believe Smells Like Teen Spirit was ranked by Rolling Stone magazine as the number one song of the 90s. And this is truly a classic. And think about all of you who grew up with that coming of age during the whole grunge era. Yeah, Nirvana played this for the first time 28 years ago. Wow. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon from the North Shore. John, welcome to WWL.
Thanks for taking my call, Scoot.
Sure.
The NOPD is world-renowned for handling large crowds, Mardi Gras, Super Bowls, National Championship, Jazz Fest. And one way they do it is the swiftness in which they can control something and remove people who are causing the disturbance. Once you start an, I'm going to say resisting, at the very beginning of the video, you see her hit the officer with a purse. And at that point in time, he's not going to stand there and argue with the lady. And he's going to make sure that his actions take her to the ground so he can do what he can to remove her. They don't parade him down the middle of the street. They're going to take him on the side street and remove that and not escalate something into a brawl.
Well, that certainly is one way to look at it.
You know, and when you do it with speed, force comes with speed. But, and it's nothing on that person. It's to control a larger...
Well, it just, again, it to me, from my point of view, John, it wasn't necessary to push her down a second time to control her. I wasn't there. I'm watching the video. There were other police officers around. It did not appear to me that the goal was to subdue her. It appeared to me that the goal was to punish her by pushing her to the ground.
If you would have let her stand, you would have got into a verbal altercation.
Well, that's speculation. You're speculating. We don't know. I mean, that's a possibility.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right, John. From New Orleans, Jason, you're on. Oh, Jason, I got time for a real quick comment because I got news coming up.
Yes. My biggest question is, why was this commander involved in this? There was officers there. There were horses there. They should have taken control of that. And it looked like he wanted to send a message to folks. This is how we're going to handle the French Quarter. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to be aggressive, and I'm going to lead.
Well, and that's why I go back and question why just a couple of weeks ago this officer was put in command of the 8th District. And I don't care about the 8th District just because I live in it. I care about it because a lot of you come to the 8th District. You live in the 8th District. You work in the 8th District, which is the CBD in the French Quarter. This is part of our city. This is part of this whole area. And, man, if this is a new way of handling things in the 8th District, I can't help but be a little nervous. Let's just hope that the investigation yields the truth. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.